I'll be reading from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord will go with you wherever you go. You may be seated.
Good morning. It is an exciting day, and we are excited for the opportunities and potential that is before us. And this morning, I want us to think about Joshua chapter 1. And our lesson will be a little shorter. I understand that our service is a little bit different this morning, and so I won't have you can relax, you can breathe easy. I won't have the usual length sermon, but I do have some important things to say. In Joshua chapter 1, if you have your copy of God's Word, open up to that passage. And I also want to read the first part of that passage that Jacob read the second half, and so I won't read it. But the Bible says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Notice that Joshua was just titled his assistant, his servant. And after Moses' death, God told him, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I have given to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. And he tells how big that is. And he says, no man shall stand against you all the days of your life, just as I was with Moses. So I will be with you, and I will not leave you nor forsake you. And then the section that Jacob read about being strong and courageous, mentioned numerous times in this passage, be strong and courageous. And then it says, only be strong and very courageous. And then he instructs him not to turn from the book of the law, but to meditate upon it day and night, to write it upon his heart. And he says to be strong and courageous yet again at the end. And do not be frightened or be dismayed, for God, once again, is going to be with him wherever he goes. We're going to notice a few things from this passage that applies to our situation. There was a vacancy to be filled. There was a vacancy to be filled. Imagine what it must have been like to be Joshua, to be stepping into the shoes of Moses. I know that the men who stood up here and were appointed to the work today must feel like it's an intimidating work and like they may not even have all that it takes to meet all the challenges that are before them in the future years. Let us commend them for stepping up into the vacancies. And not like there's been a death and there's this number that we had to fill, but stepping up to the calling, to the duty, to the responsibility that the church needed, that the vacancy the church needed. Because the church needs leaders, and God wants to give the gift of leaders to His church. And so we appreciate them stepping into this role. As you think about this idea, Joshua had huge steps to fill. And we are excited about these men assuming these roles. And we appreciate them. And let me say another thing here as well. We need men and families to constantly be preparing to assume these roles. And when the church may not ever call upon you to assume that role, and that's fine. You be content and you serve in whatever way you can. You can be a great servant that way. But if the church calls upon you to lead, you be prepared. You be ready. And so from our young men, already be thinking about these things. And to our guys in their 20s and 30s, be thinking about these things so that you can feel the seat that the church needs you to fill one day. You see, we're excited about these men, and we want to continue to be preparing new men for the future. Notice number two, there was a raging river to be crossed. First thing he tells Joshua is, you've got to cross the Jordan River. Now, if you look at some other passages in chapter 3, verse 15, and in chapter 3, 7 through 8, it talks about them crossing this river and about how they were going to do that. But in verse 15, it tells us that the river was swollen at this time of the year. It was out of its bounds. It was extremely large at this time of the year because of all the rain. It was a raging, overflowing, flooding river. Kind of, maybe if the weather prophets are correct, we're going to get like a bunch of flooding and a lot of rain. Someone was telling me this morning, like 7 days of rain or something, starting on Tuesday. I hope that's not all right, but we may have some swollen rivers, some swollen creeks. That's the way it was when God told Joshua, cross the river. What do we need to take from that? Your ministry is going to be filled with flooded rivers to be crossed. God's going to be there for you, but Satan's going to be against you every step of the way. And there's going to be challenges. There's going to be setbacks. And we'll talk about enemies in just a moment. But there's also going to be things that just occur through the trials of life and the challenges of life. So I say to these men, our elders and our deacons, that be ready to face the challenges. Be prepared. And don't be downtrodden or discouraged when they come, because be aware that there are going to be some swollen rivers that God is going to call you to cross. And you're going to think, how am I going to get across them? How are we going to meet this challenge? How are we going to see that this ministry is done? You'll find a way. Through the Lord's help and through hard work. But be aware, there's going to be some swollen rivers. And then he tells him, there's going to be some enemies to be conquered. If you look to chapter 7 of Deuteronomy, he gives a long list of all the enemies in the land of Israel they were going. And in Joshua 1 verse 4 in our text, he tells him that all this land that they're going to be conquering, and you understand that this land was inhabited by the Canaanites. And what Joshua is going to be is the conqueror, right? Joshua is going to go in and it's going to begin with Jericho, and he's going to conquer these people. And it's going to be years of fighting and bloodshed. There's enemies. I don't know if you have thought about it, the leaders who were appointed today, but Satan has a greater reason to take you down now. Satan has a greater reason to take you down. I try to tell people, when they are baptized, the Satan has just lost them. He's mad and he wants them back. So don't be surprised when the temptations come even stronger for them. Satan, if he can take out church leaders, he not only harms your family, but he harms the church, the reputation of the church. And Satan is a roaring lion. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. Satan wants to take you out. He wants to devour you. And so failure to drive out the enemy will result in future problems. When they did not drive out the enemy well in Israel, it caused them all kinds of problems as they intermarried them, as they adopted their idolatrous habits. Here's the thing from our life, guys. We've got to always be keeping ourselves in check. Church leaders, it begins by constantly looking in the mirror and maintaining our own individual integrity and character and making sure we keep out the enemies and we don't allow the sins to remain in our life, but we constantly try to get them out of our life. You see, we've got to be diligent in fighting the enemy, because we have a greater enemy now in Satan, because he has more to gain in our falling. And then finally, in this passage, we find out in that famous section where he tells him to be strong and courageous, he says, don't turn to the right hand or the left hand, but meditate on the book of the law day and night. It shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. What he's saying here is you must stick with the book. Our elders, they're committed to sticking with the book. And we as leaders, and we as members of the church must always remember that we've got divine directives to follow. I read a quote from Steve Higginbotham that was interesting, I thought. He said, "Was the old morality of the world," talking about the morality of our past generations and their values and morals, "was it holier than the new morality that exists in the church today?" In other words, what he was pointing to is this idea that as the world moves farther away from morals, the church is being pulled along by that. And have we left the morals of God? And the point that I'm trying to make with this is, it's a challenge in our world today. And so many things are going to always be coming at us to want to depart from Scripture, to be like the nations around us. And we've got to always come back to a "Thus says the Lord." What does the book say? Put it upon our heart to meditate upon it day and night, to follow and cling to the Word of God as our authority in matters of faith and practice. And so he tells Joshua, if you're going to be strong and courageous, you're going to have to love, you're going to have to know, and you're going to have to meditate upon the law of the Lord. And so as we install these new leaders, let me say there were vacancies to be filled. And we appreciate these men filling these vacancies. And all of us need to constantly be preparing to fulfill other vacancies that our church needs. And there were rivers to be crossed. There's going to be challenges. Rise to the challenge. There were enemies to be defeated. Satan wants you, and he's going to be attacking you. You must be on guard for Satan. And there were divine directives to obey. We've got to stay in the Word. The Word needs to be our source of strength and guidance. And so therefore, Joshua is told, as I tell our new leaders today, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Hebrew terms there involve the idea of stand strong. In other words, it's talking about our knees. Stand up strong. Don't be weak-kneed. Don't have weak legs. Stand up strong. Be someone who has a foundation and a base to your life. And hold on tightly. Stand strong and cling or hold on tightly to the Word of God. Be courageous. Fight the battle that God wants you to fight. This morning, if you're not a child of God, if you need to put Christ on in baptism, we want to give you that opportunity. If you need to rededicate your life, we're going to sing a hymn to encourage you. If you just need prayers of the church, come us together, we stand and sing.